Audio Gravity, 23rd of October 2009. First link today is strongvpn.com. Now, for the last year, I've been using Ytopia.net, which is a great service. They've got a little bit pricey recently, and I've only just really discovered this service called StrongVPN. They do a three-city special for $55 a year, which includes San Francisco, New York, and the UK. What's awesome about having a VPN connection is that you can have security from a coffee shop or an internet connection that you might not know necessarily if it's being encrypted or if it's being, you know, the traffic is being monitored. You can unblock voice over IP applications by having a dedicated VPN tunnel. You're normally connected to a back-end system that has a very chunky internet connection, often 100 megabit or right up to 100 gigabit. You can surf the net pretty much anonymously because you're using the IP address of the VPN host. And also it's brilliant for tuning into television, Web2 television stations that you wouldn't normally be able to get into. So for instance, from the UK to the US, you'd be able to watch. Having a US VPN IP address would give you access to something like Hulu, which normally you can't get. And if you're in the US and had a VPN connection into the UK, therefore you get a UK IP address, you could connect to something like the BBC iPlayer. Go check it out. If you need something dedicated like that, it's not a lot of money to have a VPN connection, and you're a lot more secure when you have a VPN into the internet than just your standard IP address from your normal ISP. Next link today is Twit Experts, TWIT experts.com. Need an expert to solve a problem. Now, I really like the concept behind this, but I'm a bit concerned as to the tracking of the money, people asking. I don't know if you have to have a separate account or if that account has to be locked. It's very strange in that you pay a certain amount of money for X amount of days worth of advice, and I think that maybe somebody will come along with a similar product but drill it down per tweet, and eventually we'll get to the point where people are paying for, you know, information in a sort of real-time context, depending on the quality of that response as well. But we're entering into a really nice phase of real-time internet in terms of people getting paid for what they do. It's like the ultimate job arena, really, for a recruiter, because they know exactly what's being done for the money. Go check it out anyway, Twit Experts. It's got the potential to be something really brilliant, and I just don't know if they'll fine-tune it and you know, make it better than what it is at the moment. It's a great concept, but it really needs a little bit more tweaking, I think. Next link, similar to the last one, Ask 500 People. You can go in here, ask a question, and people will give you X amount of votes back, yes or no, as to your question. And some of them flying by at the minute are, would you tell a child heaven is a make-believe place? You can say yes or no. Is President Obama good for America? You can tick boxes which are 1-star, 2-star, 3-star. Politics and religion should never be mixed. Strongly agree, disagree, undecided agree. So it's a really good way of crowdsourcing a lot of questions. I quite like the idea. Next link is g.rafalgs.com. It's a graphical JavaScript library, and you can use it for, you include this very simple JS file into your HTML page, and then you can feed it lots of data very, very simply in a variable, and it draws, using this JS library, these really simplistic charts. Somebody should probably make a WordPress plugin, or a plugin of some sort, so that we can use this. I think this would look really, really good on something like Posterous, to be able to throw up a graph and get people's feedback on it. And obviously, if it's with CSS, it's really, really slick as well, and really, really quickly to load. Next link today is over on barefeats.com, should I say. Mini Coupe, Mac Mini S meets Mini Cooper S, or the piece missing from Apple. Interesting little blog post, this. It's about how this guy perceives the similarities between the Mini, the Mac Mini S, and Apple products, and in terms of giving them an S tag, regarding on depending on the options that the Mini has, It gets an S tag for the supercharger bit and for obviously the extra speed that this thing can go. A Mini Cooper S with the tuning kit squeezes out 207 horsepower, which I didn't know. And I think it's an interesting, blog post that by spending, by putting an S on it and charging a bit more money because you know it's going to go faster or it's been tuned. I think you're going to find an explosion in the next couple of years where not only are companies, lots of different companies coming onto the scene, making their own products. I think you're going to get very customized, you know, S, GT, RS versions of hardware as well as, you know, cars. I think it's an interesting model. Next link, final link today is Wearmark, W-H-E-R-E, mark.com. It's a augmented reality application. It seems to be a dime a dozen of these flying out the doors now. Wearmark for the iPhone is the new augmented reality application available for download soon from the App Store. Wearmark allows users to augment reality by splicing user information and a real-world video feed. I still think this is cool, but I just don't see it being any more than cool. I don't find it practical to be walking around in a strange city with my laptop in front of me looking at a virtual picture while it's running down my battery and I'm panicking on where I'm going to get the thing charged up if I'm not carrying additional power. I think it's probably good if you're inside a city, but then you're not going to get a very accurate location information in a built-up area. That said, I don't know if the 3GS uses a different kind of chipset or uses Wi-Fi to augment the results. But it's cool, but I think I'm the sort of person that knows where I need to go and pretty much has a good idea of where I'm going to go, unless I'm wandering about, of course, and just want to pull out the phone to find a coffee shop. Maybe it's useful for that, but I can't see myself using it for anything more than that. If they added another dimension to it in terms of jobs, or you know, it had an event guide and it literally took you from one place to another, then that could be interesting. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.